You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast, Saturday evening, August 29th. Indeed, as I mentioned earlier, that's where I was last night. I was at Bluesville with my wife, my five-year-old daughter, and my nine-month-old son, and we watched a live concert starring the one and only Neil Sedaka, and he did Calendar Girl, and even did a little dance. It was great. He did all the hits. My goodness, how many hits? You know, he had his first hit in 1958. My daughter was born in 2010. My son was born less than a year ago, and then they had the opportunity to see him perform. Well, my son slept through most of it, but my daughter loves Neil Sedaka. Anyway, it's just great music. It takes you back to a better time. It's just feel-good stuff. They can't make stuff like that anymore. Breaking Up is hard to do. Happy Birthday, Sweet 16, Next Door to an Angel, Oh Carol, all the hits. He did them all. Laughter in the Rain, Winston Smith. I was talking to Winston Smith earlier today. Well, texting Winston. And anyway, so we were there last night. And like, you know, the Calendar Girl, except we're men, as you know, and we're real men. But we're there for you every day of the year. We are there. We like Calendar Girls. But
you got that right, though.
But listen, 12 months out of the year, the political cesspool is here for you. And this summer especially, ladies and gentlemen, it's been incredibly busy and productive, as I wrote on the website on Friday. You know, for years now, we've been on the air 11 years come next month, and for many of those years, we have established long since a nationally known reputation as the mainstream talk radio program, willing to speak unapologetically about racial realities. And so as a result of that, we were highly sought after to provide commentary on the events that occurred in Charleston back in June. And right around that time, I conducted more than two dozen high-profile interviews with a variety of newspaper, radio, and television outlets across the country, including CBS News and the Washington Post. And then, as you'll remember, quite famously, soon thereafter, we promptly took our activism out of the studio and onto the streets in defense of the illustrious Confederate flag. I am proud to report, and to remind you, rather, we've reported on it already, but proud to remind you that we promoted a rally that drew more than 500 people here in Memphis in defense of the Nathan Bedford Forrest Monument, and that was in 3 days' time. We promoted it for 3 days under the duress of the Department of Homeland Security, and still 500 people showed up. People drove from as far away as 10 hours out just to stand with us. And as a result of our involvement in that event and the incredible turnout that it had, which was one of the biggest to date in terms of the Confederate flag rallies, that event was covered by the Associated Press and earned international publicity for our cause. Eddie the Bombardier Miller not only was there, but his picture was picked up by an AP photographer. And I saw a picture of Eddie holding the Confederate flag in a newspaper in Manila, the Philippines. Hey, but that's not all, folks. Listen, let me tell you something. That's not all. There's more good news that has happened this summer. I'm not going to go into it all right now, but I'll tell you, if you're a regular contributor to the political cesspool, you're going to get a letter in the mail from me. They're going to go out on Monday. At the very latest Tuesday. But they'll go, before we go on the air next Saturday, you'll receive a letter in the mail from me if you're a regular donor to this show. And it's going to fill you in on some very good news, some advancements that we've made. And you know, with all of this stuff that we're talking about, the media attention, the celebrity, all the things we get to do, being here on the air with you tonight, all of it. We never lose sight of the fact that not a single of those accomplishments would be made possible without your faithful support. But however, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this before Eddie chimes in. As impressive as our recent strides have been, our financial standing is equally tenuous. So yesterday, you know, we can't we tell too much truth to attract corporate sponsors. So we're fully reliant upon the listener support in order to carry on and stay on the air. Yesterday, our third quarter fundraising drive commenced, and we need you. We need to count on you to keep us on the air. We want you to be part of a winning team so that we can continue to make history together. We can't stop now, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, if you will, the sooner the better, ThePoliticalCesspool.org. You can make a donation. Everything helps. Hey, you don't think $25 matters? $25 matters a lot. It absolutely does. It all helps. Whatever you can give helps keep us on the air to continue moving forward. But if you can give $100 or more before September 30th, the fundraising drive started yesterday. It's going to run through September 30th, but there's no time like right now. Am I right? $100, though, you're going to get a Confederate flag from us. There cannot be enough Confederate flags out there. And they're hard to get right now because they're selling out so much. But we're not just going to give you a Confederate flag. This is a very special and unique Confederate flag. Pay very close attention right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very important Confederate flag. This is a Confederate flag that belonged to the late Bill Rowland, our beloved former co-host. In fact,
how much you want for that flag?
I want, well, I'll take, you know, every little bit helps, as we said. But normally, in order to qualify, well, listen, here's the thing. You don't even have to start a bidding war. You don't have to start a bidding war because Bill Rowland didn't have just one flag. He had boxes of Confederate flags. As a matter of fact, we mentioned that Nathan Bedford Forrest rally that we promoted that had such a big turnout. Well, Bill Rowland's son was there. He was one of the hundreds that were in attendance at that. And he told me that when they were cleaning out Bill's belongings, that in the attic he had boxes of Confederate flags. And so Bill's son has donated a couple of these boxes that were in his father's possession at the time of his passing. You know, we're a family show here. Bill was part of the family. So the way I see it is, first of all, everybody needs to have a Confederate flag. Everybody needs to have a gun. Everybody needs to have a Confederate flag. So if you don't have a Confederate flag, you can help us out and solve a problem all in one fell swoop. You can get a Confederate flag. Beans, bullets, Band-Aids, Confederate flags. But you're not just going to be getting any Confederate flag. And if you already own a Confederate flag, you're going to get one that belonged to Bill Rowland, the great Bill Rowland. And you will see that Bill's legacy endures each time this symbol of heroic resistance ripples defiantly in the wind or is distinguishably framed in your home. $100 or more between now and September 30th, right now would be good. You're going to get a flag, a Confederate flag that belonged to Bill. You can fly it, buy it and fly it if you wish, or display it in your home. Either way, you'll have this, and Bill's legacy will continue to endure through those who love this show and love him. Love him as we did and as we do. But please, whatever you do, contribute to the Political Cesspool, thepoliticalcesspool.org. You can donate securely, discreetly, online, and that's all I've got for. All right, Eddie's going to chime in on that when we come back, and the rest of the hour belongs to Eddie. So stay tuned. But donate and help support our third quarter fundraising drive. Without the success of these drives, we don't stay on the air. But we've got to stay on the air.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free Vigor Score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Ladies and gentlemen, just to recap what we talked about in the last segment, the Political Cesspool's third quarter fundraising drive officially kicked off yesterday. That was Friday. It will run through September 30th, but any donation helps. $5 helps. We get people. There's one guy in Middle Tennessee that sends us $3 every time I send out a letter, and God bless him, $3 helps. But for $100 or more, you're going to get, if a million people did $3, hey, listen, we'd be covered for years and years and years and years and years. Beans, bullets, Band-Aids, and Bill's Rebel flag. For $100 or more, we're going to give you one of these Confederate flags that belong to Bill Rowland. It's a symbol of resistance to tyranny. It's a righteous symbol. It's a Christian symbol. That's what the St. Andrew's Cross is. You know, people don't know this, but the blood in the rebel flag is Christ's blood, and that's what it's representing. And the cross, of course, the X, harkens back to St. Andrew, the great Christian. And it's a takeaway of the Scottish flag, which so many of the people who settled in the South were of Scottish ancestry. But anyway, $100 or more tonight, you're going to get one of those flags that belong to Bill. How precious is that? You know, to me, it means a lot. And, you know, I donated first. I donated before I asked you to donate. I donated yesterday to the show. And I want to give a quick shout out to Charles in Oklahoma, who was the first member of our audience to donate to the third quarter fundraising drive. Charles gave us a very nice, very generous contribution, and Charles is in Oklahoma. So join him. Stand with us. We got a month. You know, we're up for renewal four times a year. You know, we don't have commercial sponsors. It's up to you, ladies and gentlemen, to keep us on the air. And you know, I'm thankful that we don't have to the fundraising is the worst part of my job. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. But it has to be done or there'd be no more political cesspools. So we got 30 days to bring in the grain into the storehouse, Eddie.
Well, it used to be hard for me because I'm a big-time fundraiser, maybe the number one St. Jude hero in Memphis for fundraising. It used to be hard for me, but now I'm really aggressive. I get downright aggressive because if you want to fundraise, you've got to be aggressive. I would like to ask the people, James, and I pose this question to you during the break. We have a very special Confederate flag here in the studio that was donated by one of our big-time supporters from Arkansas. And it's
Brian in Arkansas, yes.
It's very, very high-quality embroidery. What people, tell us what you would like to have. I've had Keith. I've got to get Bill to fire under Keith to find out, can we auction, like, off a Ruger 77-06? What can we do legally? In fact, can we? Would you pay to have free legal advice? Would you pay into auction? Maybe for an auction to have Keith to give an hour of free legal advice.
We'll put up for auction an hour of Keith's time.
Free time.
For 2 bits.
We'll give his 2 bits. We'll give his cell phone number out. But people, let me tell
you. Anybody that donates $100 before we get off, we will give Keith's cell phone number out. I know Keith's driving home right now from the studio listening to this on the AM dial. And
Keith, you don't care if we give you some. I'm sure he won't care. Get your pencil ready. Now, people, listen, let us know, what would you like to have? Because I know we're capitalists here. We're Americans. We don't like to ask you to give something for nothing. What would you like to sell?
And, you know, people don't understand this, but about between 10 and 15% of what we take in every quarter actually goes back to the audience in terms of incentives and postage to mail the incentives. So we give back, and we're thankful, and we're humble. But if you look at this, ladies and gentlemen.
And this little organization called the IRS.
That's another thing. We pay the IRS off of every donation we get. I mean, you know, we're taxed. This is not a 501c3. The political cesspool is not a charity. And so the IRS gets a take of everything you donate to. I don't want that to be something that discourages you from giving, because certainly we need it. But, yeah, I mean, listen, between taxes and the incentives and the postage – and listen, you don't say – and a lot of people say, you don't have to send me anything. We do have to send you something.
Yeah.
We wouldn't feel right otherwise. We're going to send you something. We especially want to send you this Confederate – everything we send you is something we think you need and something we believe in, and it's our way of giving back. We're not going to take something for nothing. That's not the kind of men we are. But I'll tell you this. Right now, we're in the top 10. Once again, right now, this very moment, we're in the top 10 of all the radio programs that are being broadcast online this very moment. We're in the top 10. We're actually number 9 at this very moment. And I'll tell you this. You remember, you know, Eddie, for a while I was on CNN as a regular commentator on television?
Well, yeah, I remember that all too well. I remember the first time you lived over on the old Juneway.
Right. And thank you, Eddie, for giving away the street I lived on. But anyway.
Used to.
Right, I'm not there anymore. But Roland Martin was this guy that – he was one of these black commentators. He looked like a blowfish. And he was one of the ones that they would put up as my sparring partner. Well, Roland Martin gets national media. He's a regular on TV. He's on TV every week. And I just so happened to look up his stats, you know, his online stats. You know, we have broken our record. Let me tell you, since this summer, since June 1st, we have broken our record for web traffic. 1, 2, 3. I'm counting them right here because I have it written down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 times. 9 times.
Wow.
Since June, we have broken our all-time record, and it keeps going up and up and up and up. We absolutely eviscerate Roland Martin in terms of web traffic. We outrank people on Sirius Talk Radio that are internationally syndicated. We outrank entire talk radio networks. All right. So, folks, we feel as though you get a good bang for your buck with us. We're getting out there, you know, national headlines all the time. We could make national headlines every day if we wanted to. That's not what we're about. You know,
yes,
if we went out there like
James.
The Westboro Church and tried to pull stunts to get publicity, we'd be in the news every day. That's not who we are. But even so, we're a program of record that talks about these issues. You know, we got this headline about tying us to Donald Trump, making national news. So what? Hey, listen, folks, we need your help, though.
You know, James, I'm not to cut you down some, but they know that pretty much. They know, I mean, we're kicking butt, really, we're here except for money. But listen, I'm asking you people, what would you like us to do? What would you like to have? Would you like an auction for, would you like Keith's legal advice? Would you like a Ruger Model 77 30-06 with a Leopold 3-9 scope? Would you like, what would you like? What could we, what would you like to have for an auction off? You know, I'm not tooting my horn. I will toot my horn. Hey, some mouthwater barbecue sauce. Would
How
you like to have
a
some
night
of that?
With Eddie?
Yeah.
For the ladies.
Yes,
out
sir.
There.
Amen. A night with Pawpaw. Hey, I did.
Eddie's married, so it'd have to be, you know, PG rated.
Yeah, we can keep, you know, we do what we got to do for money. But, you know, kind of like I told Brother Wayne at Mankin Road Baptist Church, that's why I work Beale Street. It's a strange place for a Baptist boy. But let me tell you what. I went out. I've been up since 3 o'clock. I started my 18-mile run at 4:30 for St. Jude. They've got me booked for more activities than I can probably participate in because I'm big-time St. Jude, and I'm kind of a relic out there, kind of a mascot because I'm so daggum old. But, people, what would you like to have? I would love to have a Ruger 77. I'm partial to Rugers. I'm partial to all
I know Ron Paul gives away, like, AKs, you know,
yeah.
and some of his stuff.
We can do
we
it.
We got to check into
How
the legality
the
of that. I'll tell you right now, for $100 or more,
but what would you like to have?
You're going to get a Confederate flag owned by Bill Rowland, and to me that's worth –
That's priceless to me. You know,
amen.
A guy that I worked with for so many years, you know, served in the trenches with. But it doesn't matter because, frankly, whatever you give, ladies and gentlemen, helps.
Would you like to have a Weatherby 300 Magnum? It's a lot more expensive. You can pay more for a Ruger, but you can't get a better gun. But listen, people, please write in. Send us what did this audience want? Now, what would you like to have? Yeah, I mean, you know we're a dynamite show. We know y'all know we sacrifice. We know we y'all.
And it's
know
not just that. A lot of people sacrifice.
We catch hell from the government.
A lot of people sacrifice, but that's right. I mean, here you are. You're talking to the people. The only radio program in the country that I'm aware of that has been denounced on the record by the United States Congress. Probably the greatest honor I've ever had is to be denounced
Amen.
By the United States Congress.
Amen.
So there's that. You know, we've got all of these alphabet soup organizations. We've got the DHS. You know, obviously monitoring what we do. And, you know, so we're out there and we're taking the risks. And, you know, it's risks that we're willing to take, obviously. You know, we're all family men. We're all church-going, you know, good guys. But you know what? If it comes down to it, you know, we'll pay the price if we have to. You know, we're not doing anything wrong. Certainly what we're doing is righteous and moral. We're not doing anything illegal.
But there's still a price to be paid
because we have these people harassing us every day.
We've already paid the price. We're out there
and we're making headway for our cause. Now, at the end of the day, when it all melts away, that is what this program is here to do. It is to our work is in service to something that's greater than ourselves. This cause is greater than ourselves. It's greater than me. It's greater than Eddie. That's why we take these risks for you, ladies and gentlemen. And what we ask in return is for support 4 months out of the year. And that three out of that 4 months has occurred in 2015. We're in it now. We need your help. When we come back, it's all Eddie.
Send in some messages. What would you like us to auction off? What would you like to have? We want to give
we'll
you something for your money.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. One thing, I got to give a quick shout out. On Thursday night, I had the opportunity to serve as the fill-in host, the guest host of the Sonny Thomas Show on 106.9 FM. Well, it was in Ohio. The name of the city escapes me. But nevertheless, I went for 2 hours guest hosting the Sonny Thomas Show. And we had call-ins from across the country. It was a great time. You know, it's a rare opportunity to serve as a guest host. And anyway, 106.9 FM in Ohio. And it was great because, you know, I went to the commercial break. It took me about 3 hours with their production team to get up to speed on how they, you know, run their segments and run their show. And so I spent most of the day on Thursday preparing for that. But anyway, so we started going to commercial breaks, and they actually play our commercials. They play the commercials that are aired on the Liberty News Radio Network and some of our commercials as well. And so that was just phenomenal, you know, to go into a commercial break on this radio station up in Ohio. And I'm serving as the guest host. And they actually, in our, as part of the ad package, run some of the ads that that are aired on this network. So it was a great honor to be able to do that. And we had a very good time up in Ohio. So anybody tuning in that's a regular listener of that program, it was a pleasure to be with you on Thursday night up in Ohio. You know, Eddie, political cesspool fans all over the place, including Ken from Florida, who's on the line now. Ken, take it away.
Yeah, hey, James. How you doing? Listen, I was interested in one of those flags for $100. I'm just curious as to, you said there was a box of Confederate flags. I was curious as to, James, you said James Baldwin?
No, Bill Rowland. Bill Rowland. Bill Rowland. Our former co-host, he succumbed to his battle with cancer back in February of 2013. So he passed away almost 2 years.
Can you explain a little bit about him?
Well, I mean, they're just the Confederate flag as you know it to be. Specifically, it's the Confederate naval ensign, but it's the battle flag as it's colloquially known, I guess you would say. And it's no different than any other flag out there, except for the fact that this flag belonged to one of our co-hosts who has passed away. And so,
he loved co-hosts.
Yeah, you know, it made sense to offer this because, number one, his son had boxes of these that were in the attic, apparently. And if you knew Bill and you knew what he stood for, you know, to have a flag that actually was owned by him, you know, he was with us from day one up until when he was called home by the Lord. So to have a part of Bill, I think, either flying in your yard or hanging on your wall if you choose to frame it or display it in the home. You know, either way, you're going to have his legacy will be allowed to endure.
Okay, I understand. All right, so I'm going to donate here $100 and then you'll send me one of them.
That's absolutely right. And we'll not only send you one of those, we'll send you a nice thank you letter and a couple of other goodies. But, yeah, if you want to donate online, it's thepoliticalcesspool.org. Click on the donate button, and it'll take care of the rest. All transactions safely and securely processed. And thank you, Ken, for calling in. That's the best question I've ever received in 11 years of broadcasting, how you can donate. That's the kind of question. I'm just kidding. But thank you, Ken, and I appreciate your support, and God bless you, brother. Eddie, you've got some good stats here that we want to share.
This may be a little bit down a rabbit trail, but I thought this is very interesting. I just pulled this up. It took me 3 minutes to put it down. Get this. We're all, you know, how we're always so worried about terrorism. We have the TSA. We have, you know, Homeland Security everywhere, looking on every rock, supposedly. Well, I'm going to read you a few statistics here. These are annual death rates. I got these statistics from from the United States Government Accounting Office, the Department of National Counterterrorism Center. Okay, worldwide, all over the entire globe, international, terrorism has killed last year 1,907 people. That's worldwide. Okay, It has killed 70.
Did you say, did you say 1,000?
1,907 people.
That's a slow night in Chicago.
It sure is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, slow. That's a slow night in Memphis, man. What you talking about? All right, Americans. There were 70. Get this. There's been 70 Americans killed by terrorism. There's been there was 140 people died from peanut allergies. 450,000 people died of heart attacks. Okay, get this. The government, okay, those were the deaths. These are the government expenditures. You're going to laugh. The war on terror, they spend $163 billion a year.
Do you have a figure on what they spend on border security between America and Mexico?
Border security, what I think it's probably less than our budget here in the cesspool, man. And get this. I'm gonna see this. This is unbelievable. $163 billion a year the United States government spends counteracting terrorism. There were 70 Americans killed. They spend $3 billion a year on research expenditures for heart disease when there's 450,000 people killed by heart disease. You know, that kind of reminds me of my brother Keith, absconded with a newspaper article. I wait out of calling back.
Yeah, Eddie got here at, 6:30 tonight. He wasn't supposed to go on the air until 8. From 6:30 to 8, when he wasn't interrupting us, he was making notes on this newspaper article that was here in the studio. And then when Keith left at the end of the last hour, he took it with him. So all of Eddie's work was for naught.
Well, I'm going to paraphrase it. We got these two. President Nixon would call them eggheads. One of them was Abramovich.
That's a tough word. Hey, it's like Donald Trump said to this blonde reporter, spit it out, Eddie. Spit
it
out.
Like Georgetown University. They had this other, you know, egghead from this, like the University of Chicago, you know, and they're trying to figure out this article. The title of the article, the gist of the article was, the angry voter. They're talking about the angry voter. The angry voter is being blamed, and the newspaper article said, that's a good word. Blamed is a good word. For producing the rise of people like Bernie Sanders, the arch Marxist, and people like Donald Trump. And they're saying, is there really anger out there? Well, they can say it's the myth of anger. Well, folks, I don't know if I'd call it anger or not, but let me tell you what. I'll sum this up to the eggheads where they're 55 degrees, you know, from Georgetown and places like that. Yeah, the American people are kind of angry and they're kind of frustrated. And I'm going to tie this in with a term they use, the egghead left-wing wacko media. They refer to people like us as, I think they said white nationalist. Well, I'd like to ask the egghead media to define the term. Since you did not define the term white nationalist, I will give you the correct definition. It's similar to a yellow nationalist in communist China. It's similar to a brown nationalist in Mexico, Honduras, Uruguay, Paraguay, etc. It's similar to a black nationalist in Zimbabwe, which is what the former Rhodesia. What we are, we're people, white people, James, Keith, me, Sam, and all of you people out there. You're kind of wackos, according to the media, because you have this concern for yourself. You know, you have a concern and a love for your own people. James Edwards works God only knows how many hours a week. For his wife and his two children who happen to be white. We love our country. You know, we spend $163 billion a year combating terrorism, supposedly to protect this country. This is a nation. To do that, in order to approve this, you have to be, in my opinion, a nationalist. You know, a nationalist is someone who loves a nation. And so, yeah, us white people, we're tired of being criticized because we love our country. And you know what? I'm 68 years old, still running marathons, though. When I was in the sixth grade, I remember distinctly reading what we used to call the weekly reader. We got it every Friday. And I remember specifically, vividly, there was an article in there that said United States of America was 90% white. This must have been about 19. It was in the 1950s. Well, you know what? Let me say something that's going to shock you. I wish it was still 90% white. We had a better nation when it was 90% white. In fact, if it was up to me, it'd be 100% white. 90 is not good enough for anything for me. You know, I don't do anything halfway. I don't do anything 90%. I go at least 100% of everything. You know what? If it's 100%, if it's good enough to have Zimbabwe and Ethiopia and Bangkok, whatever, you know, in Africa, if it's good enough to have 100% blacks there, if you have Africa's for the blacks, China is for the yellow man, Mexico is for the brown, I want America for the whites.
Here's what you're saying. Let me say this. You're spot on, Eddie. No one is making an issue out of the fact that the Chinese prefer to be the majority in their country. No one is making an issue out of the fact that, as you mentioned, Ethiopians prefer to have a country that reflects their cultural heritage. No one's making a stink over the fact that Mexico is run by Mexicans and, you know what, they like it that way. But in white countries, if you would prefer it to stay that way, well, you're a bad guy. We'll talk about this when we come back.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I was looking at the clock and I was thinking, well, we got 30 minutes left, but no, we only have one segment left, one fleeting segment remaining in tonight's live broadcast. And what a show it's been, as always, when you have someone like Jared Taylor on. Earlier tonight, you heard from Sean Burke, and then, of course, the regular staple of talent, yours truly, the Bombardier, Eddie Miller, Keith Alexander, and Scoop Stanton. A couple of things very quickly.
You know, you were talking about earlier, you know, it's evil for whites to prefer their own family, and it's evil for whites to have nations of their own to reflect their cultural heritage. Well, this same standard isn't applied in China, well, in any of the non-white countries, whether it's Asian or Hispanic or black. It's perfectly fine and well and good that their countries remain majority their kind. But I'll tell you, do you want to know the day in America when minority rights, preferential treatment for minorities goes the way of the dodo? You want to know what day that is? That's the day that whites become a minority in this country. Yeah. That's the day that minority rights are gone. Bye-bye. And, you know, Donald Trump has even come out in many, many speeches talking about the silent majority. And, of course, that harkens back to Richard Nixon and his Southern strategy for, you know, white. You know, that was back when even the Republican Party reached out to its base of white conservatives. And anyway, Donald Trump is seeking that base, and he should, because that's a winning way. That's a winning formula. Eddie, I got to share one thing with you before I toss it back.
Yeah, fire away.
To you. Number one, and this was pointed out to me via email. We get a lot of emails every time we're on the air. Fox News, apparently, last week we covered the murder of a 9-year-old black girl in Ferguson, Missouri. She was killed in a drive-by. She was actually sitting on her bed doing her homework in her house.
Probably killed by another black.
She was killed, obviously, that's obvious. And she was killed in a drive-by. A stray bullet killed her. You know, an innocent. She deserved to live. Our hearts bleed for her.
Sure.
And anyway, she's dead. Well, anyway, we covered this on the show last Saturday, Scoop and I. The very next day, according to this writer, Fox News covered it. Well, not the very next day, but the very next weeknight, on Monday, Fox News covered the same story. And so swears this listener. They used the exact same word for word, in their commentary that we used. Coincidence? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, I think maybe they might have been listening.
And you talked about the people who have been murdered by terrorism. Obviously very little compared to the amount of, you know, what, $160, $170 billion spent?
Yeah, right, $160 billion spent on 70 people.
Well, listen, there's a new cause du jour. The media has reported now that there is an epidemic going on. Eddie, you probably didn't know about this. Epidemic going on in the country right now. And it has to be addressed because it's just getting out of hand. I don't even know how many white people have been murdered by blacks in any given year. I mean, it's pretty astronomical. But anyway, but that's not what they're focused on. There's an epidemic. Did you know Bruce Jenner? He's the national hero. He's the, you know, a 65-year-old man in drag is the national icon. 17 people who are so-called transgendered, 17 people have been murdered in the last couple of years. 17. The media calls that an epidemic. 17.
Well, they need to get them. You know what? They need to get some of those 100.
Now, you're a nurse. What constitutes an epidemic in terms of medical?
It'd be a hell of a lot more than 17. I'm guaranteed.
Nationwide.
It'd be like somebody,
it's not 17 in, you
probably
know,
50
in Memphis,
Methodist University,
but, you know,
Hospital.
17, maybe worldwide. I guess this is worldwide. Actually, 17 worldwide. This isn't one city or one neighborhood. 17 worldwide. And you know what? Look, I'm going to be as honest as I can be. I don't want to see any harm befall these people, but they're obviously insane. They're freaks. They're freaks. Yeah. That's what they are. They're freaks. They're sad individuals. They're very confused. I don't want to see them mistreated or killed, but, you know, 17, I don't care who you are. That's not an epidemic.
Well, let me interject this right quick.
Yeah,
like,
then I gotta,
you said I was a registered nurse. That's true. James.
And you've helped people of all races,
yes,
probably
I have.
Of all sexes,
yes, I have.
And sexual orientations.
And I went in, and I brought this very point up to Will Blatz at the Gay, Lesbian, Transvestite Center down here on Midtown. And I told him, Will, more than likely you're going to be murdered by your lover, your homosexual lover, or your homosexual lover is going to murder you. I'll bet you those 17 people, I'll bet you the majority of them were killed by other homosexuals. Listen, hey, let me get into this right quick.
Wait, before you do, I want to read this.
Because we're running out of time, man.
Well, I'm not going to let you run out of time. I'm going to be sure you get this. This is something I promise you you'd want to hear.
Okay.
This email just came in to me during the last commercial break. I'm not going to read the guy's name, but I'm going to tell you that he lives in Houston, Texas, okay? And he wants to take a moment to thank us for all that we do and to thank us specifically for our efforts to save the Nathan Bedford Forrest Monument. Eddie, and because you played such a big role in that, I want to read this while you're on the air with me. And he wants to thank us for the participation in that rally that we took part of. Are you ready for this,
Thank
Eddie?
You for thanking us.
Listen to this. He writes, I am a direct descendant of Nathan Bedford Forrest. Wow. Until today, he had never heard of the Political Cesspool Radio program.
Are you kidding
me? He just found out about us, tuning in for the first time. But he read, this email came in to me.
Okay.
God strike me dead before this show's over, if I'm lying. This email came in during the last commercial break.
No kidding.
And he found out about us for the first time. He just now read about, even though we were talking about it earlier tonight, he just now read that we, you know, had played such a instrumental role in that rally earlier this summer back in July for Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Well, he
writes, thank you
word.
For your interest in Nathan Bedford Forrest. This is a family hero to me and the very last person we ever expected to gain national attention, especially with the thought of digging him up. It's so insane. But he says he's going to donate. He's going to contribute to us financially. You know, and he's not the only one. Let me say this. There is another direct descendant of Nathan Bedford Forrest who actually shares the name that donates to us every year. And so, anyway, I wanted to share that very quickly.
I appreciate this guy
actually shared with us his phone number. I'm going to call him. I never do this. I'm going to call this guy as soon as we get off the air tonight in about 5 minutes. We'll call him together, Eddie.
Well, as an aside, yeah, I want to speak to
you. Final word to you tonight.
As an aside, my third grade principal at Levi Elementary School, was in the county those days, was a direct descendant. I think she was probably a great niece of the great general. Well, let me get back. We were talking about this immigration thing, and Trump nailed the problem. Well, if you've heard me say 1,000 times, I always like to get to the solution, because we can all identify the problems, but here's the solution. Back in the 50s, General Eisenhower, who became President Eisenhower, had this, what he called Operation Wetback. That's what they called it. We've talked about it on the cesspool before, where they rounded up all the illegal Mexicans and they took them back across the river. Well, the people, the news eggheads are saying, how could Trump do this? Even if he wanted to, even if it was desirable to get these illegals out of the country, it'd be so prohibitively expensive. No, it wouldn't. Here's what you have to do. You could bring the troops home from all these countries that we have scattered all over the world to help them enforce getting the illegals out of here. But we wouldn't even have to do that. All we'd have to do was cut the subsidies off. Stop paying the illegals to come over here to have babies. Stop giving them health insurance. Stop paying their hospital bills. Stop paying their education. Stop paying for their housing and their medical, their food. And also make it a felony for these people that run these, you know, yard companies. These what do they call it? To fix up for these. They plant trees and cut yards. Make it a felony for these construction workers to hire them. Jail time and fines. You cut the welfare off, you stop hiring them, and you make it hard time to hire these suckers. And when they couldn't get work and they couldn't get these free subsidies, these free handouts, there would be a mass exodus back to good old Mexico. And, you know, that's all you have to do. The solution is simple. Any idiot can see it. It doesn't take an egghead, Abramovitz or a Los Voskovitz, from Brown University or Harvard to figure it out. You don't have to sit there and scratch your head. Why are the people angry? The people are angry because we're being taxed. Okay, yeah, Operation Wetback was in cooperation with the Mexican government.
And here's the thing, Eddie, and Donald Trump mentioned this in one of his recent
That's how you
events.
Do it. It's common
one of,
sense.
One of the events this week, he says, you know, talking about anchor babies. Well, that's supposed to be an offensive term. It's like the N-word now, anchor babies. Well, you know, he said, you know, a woman can live her whole life in Mexico, come over here for one day, have a baby, and that baby is a ward of the state. You know, we have to supply for that baby, Social Security, et cetera, for 80 years. She comes over here one day, has a baby.
It's like the lottery, James. It's like winning a lottery, man.
That's insane.
I know. It's insane. And you know what? And it's on the back of us middle class. We're not even middle class anymore. It's on the back of us working schmucks like me, Sam, James, Keith. When we work our guts out all of our life, we get taxed. No, I'm telling you what. No, I don't want this multiculturalism crap. I want our culture back. I want our country back. I want it 100% white, at least 90, but I want 100. I want it like it used to be, and I don't want to be
carrying...
And you
say that's racist? Well, you know, it's not racist for any other country
to
prefer their own kind.
Too bad.
Not that we want another country to be subverted, but we don't want our own country to be subverted either. And
that's
I say,
right.
Listen,
we want the same rights as Zimbabwe. We want the same cultural survival. We want to survive. We don't want to be extinct.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song, as the Buckinghams might say.
It's
the music,
buddy.
So we're done.
We're
hey,
too
listen,
fast.
Thanks to everybody who participated in tonight's broadcast. I'm James Edwards. We'll see you next week. Live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, or apology. God bless you, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday.
www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.